Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And we are going through the Timothys right now. We're in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7 in the Phillips translation of the Bible. And it says this: "It is quite true to say that a man who sets his heart on holding office has laudable ambition. Well, for the office of a bishop, a man must be of blameless reputation. He must be married to only one wife, or one wife only, and be a man of self-control and discretion. He must be a man of disciplined life. He must be hospitable and have the gift of teaching. He must neither be intemperate nor violent, but gentle. He must not be a controversialist, nor must he be fond of money grabbing. He must have proper authority in his own household and be able to control and command the respect of his children. For if a man cannot rule in his own house, how can he look after the church of God? He must not be a beginner in the faith for fear his becoming conceited and sharing Satan's downfall. He should, in addition to the above qualifications, have a good reputation with the outside world, in case his good name is attacked and he is caught by the devil that way. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord, first, we're so grateful that there are qualifications, that there's like actual scripture about who should be bishops, or also in other translations, it would be elders of our churches. And so right now we just pause. As my husband has been an elder, he just finished up his fifth year as an elder and rolling off that. But I know what kind of a hard office that can be. So we lift up our churches right now, and we lift up the elders and the deacons of our churches, and we thank you that you will lead them and you will guide them, and that you have set up structures in our churches for leadership so that we can all build each other up and serve you more effectively. And Lord, I thank you for these qualifications because I think they really apply to all of us. Of course, it should be true of leaders, but I love this list because it shows me and gives me a really good idea about where I'm at and how I should continue forward. Now, yesterday I prayed that I wouldn't be in control of my relationship with you, and so I continue to pray that your Spirit would show me which of these areas I need to surrender to you. But Lord, I pray that I would have, and those listening today would have, blameless reputations, that we would hold marriage in honor, that we would have disciplined lives. And as we're at the beginning of this new year, I know I feel stressed about my lack of discipline, and it's so it's a difficult thing to even pray about because I feel like I fail at it so much. Help us to be hospitable, to welcome people into our homes. We've lost the art of that. Lord, help us to have the gift of teaching, no matter where that is enacted, whether it's online or with our friends or with our children or our family. Help us not to be violent, but gentle. Lord, I think we woo more people to your kingdom through kindness and gentleness than we do by trying to assert our rights and trying to lord it over others. Help us to not be addicted to controversy, Lord, and stirring up trouble, but instead help us to become peaceful. And Lord, for those worried about money today, help us not to become money grabbers, as the scripture so aptly put. Lord, you are our Lord. Money is not our Lord. You are our provider. Money is not our provider. So help us to put it in its proper perspective. Lord, help us to love and respect the people in our homes. And Lord, help us also to be wary of the sin of pride, which is really it's like the hallmark of all the sins. It's the beginning of all sins. And it's what Satan fell with. He not only was full of pride, but he tried to attempt and succeeded in causing Adam and Eve to also fall to that same sin. And so, Lord, that's a big one. And so we pray today that if there's an area of our lives where we are swimming in pride, would you show it to us? And I just choose to repent of it now, Lord. Those rooted out of me, show me if there's been any hurtful way in me. Search me, seek and find what's inside of me and root it out, Lord, because we just don't want to have that in our lives. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you for this third day of January 2019. We love you, we need you, and we revere you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me, and I hope you have an amazing, joy-filled, faith-filled day.